Christmas.
It is a Merry Christmas. It is now officially
we
time.
We don't say Happy Christmas. I always automatically go British when I do it. Happy Christmas.
Do you really?
Yeah. Righto.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing right now. I think it's part British, part Mary Poppins.
I've never been good at the accents.
We're so glad that you're listening today. Summit Drive Time, Jason and Brand coming at you today.
It's the holiday season.
It is the holiday season. Thanksgiving just occurred. Listen,
yes.
Many of you listened to the pod last week. If you didn't, you need to go back and give it a listen. I'm going to say top five of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
We've done, how many have we done now? 25,
we're in our 20s,
26?
Yeah.
We're in the 20s. Top five, one of my favorites. And that's because we gathered together with the whole staff team around the conference room table, the Thanksgiving table, if you will. And we shared what we're thankful for.
That's right.
Rave reviews.
Rave reviews.
People were loving it.
Yep.
A little side commentary. You hear people in the background. We had some good, it was like a studio audience, if you will.
Live show.
It was like a live show. Yeah. And I think what we determined is it was so well received and we enjoyed it so much that we'll do something similar for Christmas in a couple of weeks.
For the Christmas.
People will share their Christmas memories.
Yep.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
We're going to talk about this in a moment. We're going to start a new series here at Summit very soon. But as a part of the setup here at Summit Malden, where you and I hang out most of the time,
we
are going to have a fake fireplace on the stage and two chairs. And then you and I, every Sunday in December, will share Christmas memories. How do you feel about that?
I love it.
Tender Christmas.
I have a lot of them.
Tender Christmas moments. Yes. I know, because this is your happiest time. This is it for you.
The rest of the year is just a cherry, I guess. This is really what the year is all about for me.
I started listening to Christmas music. I told you. I started listening to Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving.
Country Christmas.
I'm listening to Country Christmas on Spotify, and I'm really enjoying it.
Your life has changed since you've gotten Spotify.
It really has. It's been fantastic.
I only tried for the last 3 years.
What do you think is in 2019? What should I try that I'm currently not trying?
Amazon. Yeah, or Netflix.
What are those things?
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll talk about it.
I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. What was the highlight?
Ooh, we should do a new segment where you try something new that's techie.
Okay.
And you give your review on it, if it's helpful or not helpful.
Okay. So you want to try with Spotify right now?
No, okay, go ahead.
It's very helpful.
Okay, good. Come back in 2019.
Is that the segment? Are we done? Did we do everything we needed to do?
I mean, we'll do a little bit more of a deep dive.
All right.
But we'll get there.
What was your question? What was the highlight of your Thanksgiving break?
The highlight of my Thanksgiving, I'll give you one that's the most memorable.
Yeah.
I ate a lot, as you do on Thanksgiving Day. I ate a lot of rolls. My dad makes these really nice yeast rolls.
Do you feel like you ate more than you normally
eat? No, I felt like I ate on par.
Okay, then with what you normally
eat.
So in your life, basically every day is Thanksgiving.
Yes. No, on par for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. You didn't eat more for Thanksgiving.
No, you ate
more than you normally would in a day.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. But I ate like a solid half a dozen yeast rolls.
That'll mess you up.
Well, here we go. That night, I was trying to go to sleep, and I felt this very, very sharp pain in my stomach, like sharper than the normal, you know. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is really bad. And I couldn't fall asleep. The mattress was just kind of eh. And I was like, maybe if I got on the floor.
You thought it was a gas bubble?
I thought it was a gas bubble.
Mm-hmm. In your side intestines.
In my side intestines.
Known as your small intestines.
All the yeast just sitting there.
Yep.
And so I decided I'm going to go on the floor. I'm going to lay on the floor and maybe laying flat would help.
Like in the nighttime you got down on the floor to sleep?
Yeah, it was midnight.
I have never been in that much pain.
So I decided to go on the floor. It did not help.
Right, because you're already hurting. Yeah. What in your mind would make you think?
I don't know. It was midnight.
If I'm in pain, I'm currently hurting so bad, I'll lay on a hard floor and that'll make me feel better. Explain that to me.
I would think
I'll put another pillow there. I get that. I get more padding.
For me, it was the mattress felt like it was I wasn't even. I didn't feel
like
even.
You were in a water bed.
Kind of similar to that. And so I said, maybe if I lay flat,
okay,
it'll help.
Okay.
It didn't help.
All right.
And I couldn't get off the floor.
Then what happened?
I was trying to get back into my bed and I couldn't get off the floor. It took me a solid minute or half.
Okay.
Minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Minute and a half, just cut it in the middle.
Right.
So that was my Thanksgiving. How was yours?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was real low key.
Did you lay on the floor?
I had no reason to ever lay on the floor on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I went to the Christmas tree farm.
Great.
And cut down a tree with my family.
Wow.
And by cut down a tree, I looked at this guy and said, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
And then he put it in my truck for me. So we did that.
Did you shake it for bugs?
No, never. I want the bugs.
You want the bugs.
Yeah, I want the full Christmas effect.
I read a story about how bugs are up this year.
So anyway, we brought that home. No, we didn't decorate it. The tree gets decorated on Thanksgiving morning while the kids watch the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes.
And while I watch them watch the Thanksgiving Day parade and decorate the tree.
It is interesting, the parade, that we watch it. It's
just,
it's whatever, but I do it every year.
Do you watch it every year?
Every year.
I could care less. But it's a family tradition, and the girls really enjoy decorating the tree while watching the parade, and so that's what they did.
I'm a sucker for lip singing.
My wife and I, 18 years married, we've come to this. This is the deal. I'll help get the tree in the stand, then I'm done. And when Christmas is over, and I need to rip it out of the stand and take it into the backyard and throw it over my fence into my neighbor's back property, I'll do that. And so that is pretty much...
Why don't you bring it out to the road like everyone else?
That's pretty much the extent of what I do. Well, I'm saving them up. You know, there was one year that all of us in the cul-de-sac there got together and burned our Christmas trees together.
Oh, really?
I thought, oh, this will be fun. And then they were so brittle that it was over in literally 17 seconds. Done. All right, well, see you next year. And I walked back in the house.
17 seconds.
Fantastic. So that's
the full... Did you hear about the gender reveal party that turned into a fire?
I have not heard about
this. They did this big gender reveal, like, explosion, and there was a forest fire. It's not the California fires. It's a different fire.
Really?
It was a different... It started a fire. So let this be known. If you're trying to do something crazy like that, just, like, eat a cake or something that's cake. Like, do something like that.
I'll keep that in
mind. No fires.
And so then we had Thanksgiving meal, and then on Thursday, on traditional Thanksgiving.
As you do, yep.
And I ate some turkey and macaroni and cheese. These are the staples.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched a little football.
Good.
And by a little football, I watched a lot of football for many days.
Well, good for you.
Yep, and that was it.
Have you watched a Christmas movie yet?
Yes. Malone Family Tradition, every Friday night of Thanksgiving weekend, we watch Elf.
Good.
And so we went ahead and we took that in again on Friday night.
We watch it Thanksgiving night.
Oh, you do? Yep. You watch it on Thanksgiving night?
Kick it off.
I love my kids and my wife, and so I'll do it. I hate watching movies over and over again. Like, it's the worst. Like, I know what's coming. I know every line. And so I really am not a big fan of doing that.
But you listen to the same music over and over.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, for
How
me.
So?
Well, first of all, a song's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And
that's
a movie's
true.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just bored out of my mind.
Okay, bored faster.
To be honest with you. I'm bored faster.
You wouldn't listen to a 10-minute song over and over again.
No. Like that Oceans song that they've got out there, like 17 minutes. I don't listen to that over and over again.
Good.
You just
there's
the
radio
about.
Cut, though.
Yeah, there's a radio cut. Done. That's a lot better. Well, we're glad everyone's had a great Thanksgiving yourself. We've heard stories of people out on the roads having a wonderful time out there. Hope everyone's made it safely back.
Safe
from
travels.
Wherever you were. We hope that you're in the holiday spirit, looking forward to Christmas, like we're looking forward to Christmas.
We are. We've had Christmas music in the office all day.
We have had Christmas music in the office all
day.
We
got a new Google
Home
for
thing.
Free.
We got it
they
for
sent
free.
It to us.
I like it when people send
they
us
said,
free
just
things.
Try it. And we said, okay.
Who sent it to us for free?
Google's.
Oh, I thought Spotify sent it
Spotify
to us.
Spotify through Google.
Exactly.
Thanks, Spotify.
Thanks, Spotify.
Thanks for the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. And so we've been listening to Christmas music in the office.
Love it.
Country Christmas. I've noticed you've had your headphones on, though. You're really not listening.
I was listening this morning when it was not that.
Right.
And now it's that, and now I'm out.
Okay. That's fair.
But I listen sometimes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Here's what we're talking about today.
We're talking about our Advent series, Generous Advent, and all that is encompassed in this idea of Generous Advent. And to do that, we brought on our good friend. You know him. You love him. He's a staple in the podcast community.
He's
namely
been
ours.
On this podcast more than any other guest.
Yep.
Nice round of applause, everybody. But keep your hands on the wheel. Maybe just blink really fast. This is how you show your
Maybe
appreciation.
Honk.
You can honk your horn right now.
Honk,
Mr.
Honk,
Kyle
honk.
Eastup, everybody.
Yay.
Hey.
Kyle, how's it going? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was excellent.
Great.
Happy
you
to
went
be
to
here.
South Webster, Ohio, population 750.
What's the,
it's pretty close,
what's
actually.
The area code there?
45682.
No, area code.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. That's
he
the,
just
zip code.
The zip code.
I'm tired. How about 740?
740.
We'll give a shout out to the 740.
Yeah.
I've been to Southwester, Ohio. Brandon, have you been?
I have been.
It is a really nice place.
Yes.
I would put it in the top 10 places that I would want to go for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And here's the reason why. It's laid back.
Restful.
It's country.
Yeah.
They're listening to country Christmas up there.
Things don't work.
You don't get distracted. Yeah, you can't get cell phone coverage there, so no one's calling you or bothering you. So Kyle went up there and saw his family. And let's talk about some of the things he ate really quickly. I know we've got time.
You got pie?
Yep.
I got lots of pie. Lots of pie.
Turkey.
Ham. I got turkey and ham.
Chicken.
Barbecue. Nope.
You double down, turkey and ham.
They do turkey and ham. Yeah. My mom makes homemade noodles, mashed potatoes,
noodles.
Green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole.
What is the noodle?
It's like a noodle, like a turkey, like a chicken broth, turkey broth.
She
noodle
like a noodle sense. Press?
Nope. She hand cuts them.
Is that a noodle press?
She hand cuts the noodles?
True story.
Just buy them in the box.
It's my wife's favorite thing. My wife ate noodles pretty much the whole time we were there.
Oh, that's sweet.
Just noodles.
Every time I hear the word noodle, I think of Mr. Noodle from Elmo.
Interesting.
Is that weird? Just me?
Yeah, I got
just
nothing. Yeah,
I feel like you just derailed the conversation.
Yeah, you really did. We're glad you had a really great Thanksgiving, Kyle. We're glad you made it back safely here to South Carolina. We really missed you. We're kicking off this generous Advent series this coming Sunday after wrapping up our 9 weeks in Hosea, which everyone actually seemed to enjoy. And at the same time, I think everyone's really glad we're done with
it. We're ready for it.
We're kicking off a new thing.
That's right.
And obviously, there's a couple of things going on here. One, there's a generous Advent series, and then coinciding with that is also this idea of attempt and desire and prayer to raise $500,000 between now and the end of the year.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
How'd that happen?
And so one of the things we wanted to talk about is there may be people on Sunday as we get into this series go, is this on purpose? Are you guys doing generous Advent and you're raising this money? Like, how does this work? Like, why are y'all thinking and processing through this?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let's talk about that a little bit today. I mean, that's one of the benefits of the pod. One of the benefits of the pod is we got a little more time to talk about the why behind why we're doing some stuff.
In theory,
maybe to explain some stuff a little bit more. That's true. Today we've talked about a lot of other things.
Sorry, guys.
But we're doing fine. Kyle, share a little bit, as we've talked and had some discussions, even internally as a staff team and then with some other folks, about this idea of generous Advent, why we're doing it, how it coincides with also what we're doing with facility expansion, $500,000.
Yeah. I think, first of all, just to say, yes, it is intentional. So we're not trying to hide that. We're not trying to say that they're unrelated in some way, shape, or form. I think what we really want people to understand is, as a church, two things are true. When we have had financial needs that we want to pursue together prayerfully and generously as a body, we've always made those known. So that's still what we've done. We've said, here's the deficit in the budget that we're going to try to make up by the end of the year, and here is a pretty lofty financial goal that we think we could see God do through the generosity of Summit, and so we're going to go after that together. And simultaneously, another thing that we've done throughout our history is we're not afraid to talk about being responsive to the gospel in such a way that we understand if what we talk about in terms of stewardship of life, God owns everything. It all belongs to Him. Everything we have is a gift from Him. It's all because of His generosity toward us, that we want to be a people who are responsive to that generosity. We want to manage the things He has entrusted to us and given to us in such a way that it glorifies Him, and live in such a way that if everything I have is a gift of God's generosity and belongs to Him, that He can spend that however he pleases. So in the end, when the church is generous, and it has been throughout time in history, it is a reflection of the very nature of who God is, because God is the generous one, living through the obedience of His people, through the generosity of His people. And so when we say, we're not really just telling people, be generous. We're saying, will you respond to the generosity of God and live in such a responsive way that if God brings needs into your view, whether it be needs outside of your home or inside your family dynamic, whether it be needs at your church, whether it be needs that are in your community, whatever those are, what we want in due time is that the church collectively would be a responsive people who are generous because they realize they are just an extension of the generosity of the Father to them already. And so I think that's what we're really trying to remind people of. Yes, we've made a need known. We're not afraid to do that. We think that's important for us because we are in this together across multiple congregations as one. And simultaneously, we've never been afraid to shy away from talking about money. The Bible doesn't shy away from that. And we wanted to do that in such a way that we remind people we're not, we've made the need known. There is a specific number we're trying to see
That's right.
us reach.
Yeah.
But we're not obsessed with the number. What we really want to be committed to is, would God be kind enough, and would we be sensitive enough and responsive enough to the goodness of the gospel and the way in which God has demonstrated his generosity to us, that whether it be our need, whether it be needs out in the community, whether it be needs in our family, whether it be needs in friendships and people around us in our neighborhood, that we would be a people defined by that kind of generous responsiveness to what God's been doing all along yeah. in our hearts and lives. And so I think the series was, let's make sure we're talking about generosity and giving and this idea of sacrifice and this idea of making sure we're reminded that this all belongs to God and it's his. Let's make sure we're talking about that in the right way
yeah.
while we're asking for a need, so that people don't blur those lines,
yep.
if that makes sense.
It does make sense. The heart of the gospel is generosity. Mm-hmm. Without a generous God, there is no gospel. And so I do agree with you. We've always talked about it from the beginning. Like, first of all, regularly done Advent series throughout the history of Summit.
Correct.
Which has been a lot of fun for us to be able to do. And we've tried to do that in creative ways. I mean, last year we did, what is it called, Second Advent? We taught out of Revelation.
Yeah.
Come on, that was pretty creative.
That was bold.
Wasn't that bold?
Bold.
Awesome. But it was great. I mean,
Day
of
Peace.
Yeah, Day of Peace. I mean, it was a lot of, like, I loved that series. And so here it is, time for another Advent series. And yeah, it seemed to make good sense to us as the elders prayed and processed through and thought about where we wanted to go over these few weeks, that we would talk about generosity. To your point, which I think you explained very well, at the heart of the gospel is a generous God, and that's the type of people that we are called to be as we are in relationship with him. And yes, we can talk about specific needs that we have. And listen, this is a unique day for Summit. Mm. I mean, we're 11 years old, and there's not been a lot of times in our 11 years where we've brought a specific monetary need before the people of Summit, outside of just the regular operating budget, and maybe there's been times we've been a little behind budget or whatever the case may be. Like, this is the first time we've ever sat with the people of Summit and said, man, we have $500,000 need in front of us. And again, maybe you've been out of the loop, you've been out of the picture, maybe you just haven't been listening or you've been traveling a lot, and so you haven't been here on Sundays, and you've missed the 18 different videos that we've done for you.
If this is the first you're hearing, I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, exactly right. But here is the deal. We do have $500,000 need as this year comes to an end. Not actually, it's more than $500,000, because on top of that, we do want to meet budget yep. for this year, and we're $80,000 or so behind our budget of giving, and that's not abnormal for us. We always kind of make that up over the last 2 months of the year. So we need to do that as well. But we need to raise some money for Summit Malden to be able to move to their new facility that we're renovating in downtown Simpsonville. We need some things done at Summit Cherrydale and at Summit Easley. And then Summit Spartanburg and Summit Greer are going to need, in the near future, they're going to need new spaces. And so we actually started talking a little bit about this in January of 2018. Mm-hmm. It's just as the year's gone along, some numbers have come into clear focus yeah. as regards to exactly what we need. And so that's the reason we've come to all of you and asked you to prayerfully consider being generous. And one of the things we're talking about is not just not casually generous as much as sacrificially generous. Like, what does it look like for us to extend ourselves in such a way that it costs us something to be generous to this need that we have as a church family, which has ramifications and benefits for the greater church, the Big C Church in the upstate of South Carolina and beyond. That's the other thing that we've tried to help articulate. I think when Kyle and I did our first video, one of the things Kyle talked about is sometimes when you're spending money on yourself, so to speak, with facility stuff, it may just seem like maintenance on your home or something like that, and maybe not as compelling to give to. One of the things that we've tried to help you see over the last couple of weeks is, no, even in giving to something that may feel like maintenance on your home, if you're being a good steward, if you're being generous with your home, actually benefit, like, it continues to go. Like, we have other churches and ministries that are using our spaces, and so we want to continue to be able to have those for them to use. And so that's a piece of it for us as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think even meeting budget is part of that, is the commitments we're trying to make to a lot of ministries and
yeah.
missionaries and partners outside of ourselves. And so I don't think that this is a I do hope people, and I hope we will continue to prove this to be true with integrity, that we want to be a generous community of people through the way Summit handles finances as a church by and large. And I think we have been and will continue to be. I think we're lean. Like, you think about five congregations in the budget of about $1.5 million. That's pretty lean to stretch out that way and continue to do that. And so we're hopeful that we can do that. I think we have been very supportive of churches and ministries in our city, and I think we want to continue to do that as well. And all of this continues to be a part of that. And the reason with confidence that we can say these things, for me anyway, I believe there's at least two reasons. One is that we're talking about a heart issue. We're talking about a heart that is responsive to the gospel and the kindness of the Lord and the generosity of the Lord, and then says to the Lord, like, here's everything that you have blessed me with and entrusted to me, a lot or a little. Like, here's everything
that's
you've
right.
given me. The secret to contentment is understanding God's generosity in that. And then the secret to a life that reflects the nature of the gospel in that way is then responding to God in that moment, saying, it's all yours, you've been generous, so spend it, spend me, spend my life and all the things you've entrusted to me and my family, or me as an individual, as you please.
Yeah.
And so the issue for us that is encouraging to me is we're talking about a heart that is responsive to the gospel and then walks in obedience to what the Lord wants.
Yeah.
So we're not naming numbers for it. We've given bite-sized numbers to people that they can think about what it could look like, but nobody has said you got to give this amount or this amount. Or
right.
The second reason that I'm encouraged is not just the heart thing; it is the with full integrity. I believe that the leadership of Summit is living this way.
Right,
we're seeing what we have been entrusted to with by God, and prayerfully responding to that in these needs as well. So it's not like we're saying, hey, jump in and do this, and then the staff and the elders and the people who serve in ministry positions aren't giving anything.
Right.
Aren't participating, aren't That's living right. that way in their own lives. To me, I think there's a sense in which I feel great freedom to talk about this stuff with our body, because one, it shows up in Scripture. Two, it's a hard issue that we're just trying to pull people to. And three, I think from everything I know about our team and what we've observed and what we've called each other to, it's a joining in the participation of responding to God's generosity with our staff and our elders, because I think everybody lives that way, and I'm thankful for that. They live that way with their homes. They live that way with their material possessions, their cars. I think they live that way with their time and energy, and I think they live that way with their finances.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged by that.
And so we're excited about this series because it's all over Scripture. If at the heart of the gospel is generosity, then you will see it time and time again on the pages of Scripture. And so for us to put together a 4 or 5 week series where there's different passages, obviously, throughout Scripture talking about what it means to be generous, like, I'm excited about being able to teach through that.
Same here. And it's not all money related.
No.
Like, it is. There is very significant connections to that, because I think Jesus understood the power of how money factors into a way a person thinks and the way their heart gets demonstrated. But I think the other beauty is that this idea of the generosity of the gospel shows up in so many other aspects of life, and that's what this series is going to be able to show as well.
And so there are lots of ways to get after $500,000. Maybe, and I said this in the video that'll be shown this Sunday, I mean, maybe there are 100 people who can give $5,000 or more. Maybe there's 200 people that can give $2,500 or more. Maybe there's 500 of us that give $1,000. Like, there's lots of different ways to get after it. And to your point, it's not that we're saying, you got to do this, as much as we're trying to take a number that's really huge for us as a church family, $500,000, and put it in something bite-sizable for folks. So one of the things we've been talking about is tires. we've got a lot of guys here and gals who work at Michelin. And so I got in touch with one of my buddies and said, how much is a set of Michelins going for these days? And he said, about $800. And I said, that's great. Like, if everyone who gives at Summit Because we know the giving number in regards to there's about 500 families or individuals who give somewhat regularly around here. If everyone bought the equivalent of a set of Michelin tires, and I know that's a nice set of tires, but if your family's riding down the road, let's put a good set of tires on there, then that would help us really get after this goal that seems pretty insurmountable. And then we look around, and I also talk about that this week. Like, there's other churches that are getting in with us and supporting us and other ministers. So I'm just encouraged by how the Lord is going to meet the need, that has already begun to happen. And for all of you that are out there listening today, thank you for praying about it. Like, that's what I trust. I trust that you will actually take the time to hear from the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, that you'll be a person of prayer, and that the Spirit will tell you what it is that that you need to do and what that looks like. But it will take all of us being sacrificially generous to meet the need, and I'm excited to see how the Lord does it. And we're really excited about this series as well. So, Bran, I know we probably went a little longer than 22 minutes today because we talked about Thanksgiving. How long did we go?
25.
25 minutes?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Here's the reason we went 3 minutes longer. Christmas traffic. People are out there. Commutes are changing. Yeah. Because of the Christmas.
That's right.
Stay away from Woodruff Road.
So there's a few places we need you to stay away from. Woodruff Road.
Pelham Road.
Pelham Road. I-85. 385. Fairview Road.
Downtown Greenville.
Downtown Greenville.
Simpsonville.
W-O-E-Zell Boulevard.
Malden in general.
Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
Spartanburg, just stay Wade out there.
Yeah. So what we're saying is everyone needs to go to Easley. There's plenty of room out there.
Plenty of room.
Drive around Easley, do your shopping, support the local economy in downtown Easley. Stop by Summit Easley while you're there. Say hello to Terry.
Get yourself.
Carlton.
He's back from the treehouse.
Back from the treehouse.
Get yourself a Christmas tree out there, maybe.
Just cut one down?
Yeah, just cut one down in the forest.
Go anywhere you want to. I think we can say this.
Yes.
Go anywhere you want to in Easley, on anybody's property. Cut down a tree.
Yeah.
And use it as your Christmas tree.
It's the Easley way.
Yeah.
And Easley, you could get yourself shot.
This is also true. But I think that's part of the fun.
At Christmas.
When you take your family out to get a tree.
Not at Christmas.
All right. Y'all have fun out there, everybody. Keep it at 10 and 2. We love you. We're thankful for you. We'll see you this coming Sunday. Generous Advent kicking off, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.